5 Minute Friday, episode number 188. And you've got to choose your words wisely.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
Leo Bascaglia said, too often we underestimate the power of a touch, a smile, a kind word, a listening ear, an honest compliment, or the smallest act of caring, all of which have the potential to turn a life around. Now you are what you speak. Your words come together to write the story of your life, so you must choose your words wisely. The words you think, the words you write, the words you sing, the words you dream. In many creation stories, the word is considered the origin of all life. The word is the catalyst, the intention, the incantation to manifest what was previously only imagined. As if when something is first spoken, it only then becomes real. Words truly are magic. Remember every stage magicians reveal? The word we all associate with magic? It's abracadabra. With the flick of a wrist or the twist of the hand, something appears or disappears. The word abracadabra is said to have come from an Aramaic word, which means, I create as I speak, or it came to pass as it was spoken. Now in 2000, the New York Times bestselling book, The Hidden Messages in Water, by Japanese author Masaru Emoto, explored the ability of words to directly affect the material world. Now, Emoto proposed that human consciousness can have an effect on the molecular structure of water. He believed that water was a blueprint for our reality, and that emotional energies and vibrations could change the physical structure of water. Now, Emoto's water crystal experiments consisted of exposing water in glasses to different words, pictures, or music, and then freezing and examining the aesthetic properties of the resulting crystals with microscopic photography. Now, Emoto claimed that water exposed to positive speech and thoughts would result in visually pleasing crystals being formed when that water was frozen, and that the negative intention would yield ugly, frozen-looking crystal formations. He also believed that polluted water could be cleaned through prayer and positive visualization. Now, even though Emoto's work is widely considered pseudoscience, there is something very compelling about his hypothesis. Because the human body is said to be nearly 60% water, if perhaps Emoto was onto something real, the words we use within our body may have a profound effect on our physical health and well-being. Through more widely accepted research in neuroscience, we do know that our choice of words has a direct and immediate effect on our emotional response and makes our brains inclined to respond in specific ways. This is true whether we are reacting to spoken words delivered by someone else or to the inner self-talk that we hear ourselves saying inside our heads. Now, Jeff Brown said, words, so powerful, they can crush a heart or heal it. They can shame a soul or liberate it. They can shatter dreams or energize them. They can obstruct connection or invite it. They can create defenses or melt them. We have to use words wisely. Now, at the end of World War II, the Allies sent a message to the Japanese demanding surrender. The Japanese responded with the word makusatsu, which translates as either to ignore or to withhold comment. It is said that the Japanese meant that they wished to withhold comment to discuss and then decide. The Allies translated makusatsu as the Japanese deciding to ignore the demand for surrender. The Allies, therefore, ended the war by dropping the atomic bomb and transforming the world we live in forever. Margaret Atwood said, "A word after a word after a word is power." What words will you choose to live by today, and how will you define yourself? What power do you carry with a single word? Make sure to use your words wisely. I hope you guys enjoyed this 5-Minute Friday, episode number 188. Thank you so much for listening and for tuning in each and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for the School of Greatness podcast. Words are extremely powerful, and there are so many moments in my life where I can remember that when my energy was low and when I was feeling down and out and when things weren't going well, it's usually because I was saying things internally or externally that directed and guided those feelings. And when I shift my feelings and my energy shifts to speaking clearly with my words and powerfully with my words and coming from inspiration as opposed to depression or anger or frustration, my body tends to follow. My body doesn't lie with what I say and what I think inside. So as a friendly reminder today, guys, make sure to use your words wisely. Be loving to yourself internally. Don't beat yourself up. Love on yourself. Let yourself know that it's okay if you make mistakes and that you're going to learn from them and move forward. And continue to use your words publicly with what you share, what comes out of your mouth. Make sure they're very intentional, because what you say, your body will follow and they will feel. So thank you guys again so much for listening to this. If you enjoyed this and you think a friend would like it, please share it with your friends, lewishouse.com/188. You guys know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.
Is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.